Grace and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text today is the epistle of 1 John chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. To give you a taste of how the evangelist John teaches us about the contrast between the world and Christ, between unbelief and faith, here are a few passages from his gospel. He wrote, "He, that is Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. Father, I have given them, my disciples, thy word, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. If the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you." And then we have our text before us from John's letter. The world does not know us because it did not know him. The problem of the world is a Christological problem. The world does not know Jesus Christ, not who he is, not what he did, not why he did it. The world was made through him. And yet yesterday, I'm guessing that fact was little known throughout the many hundreds of millions who celebrated Earth Day. The Maker was not referenced. Instead, you'd find the pagan imitation referenced, like Mother Nature or Gaia, but not Christ, because the world does not know him. In fact, the world reacts not neutrally, not in a benign fashion to Christ, but with hatred. Jesus knows this. He told his followers that very truth, and it is one we should understand and take to heart as long as we live in this world. We should not be surprised at the animosity directed against the truth of Christ, nor those who bear his name. For one part of being like Christ is to bear the cross of confessing Christ in a world opposed to him. That's why we are taught to pray for deliverance from the devil, our sinful flesh, and the world. We are taught that if we forget why we should go to communion, one thing we should do is go and read what God says about the world and the trouble that we will have. As the scriptures say, referencing at that point in the catechism various passages we've already heard here from John's gospel as well as other parts of his first letter. The apostle and evangelist John was aware of what it meant to believe Jesus in this world. He knew it from decades worth of experience following Jesus, seeing the persecution of his friends and family, knowing it personally himself. But John believed Jesus when he taught about how all of this trouble was only for a little while. And that contrast between what we experience now with what we will experience in eternal life is so great as hardly to be believed. And that explains, at least in part, John's amazement, the wonder with which he wrote those first words of our text, "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God." If you look at us, what are we? We are those who should expect nothing from God except to be punished, to be damned. We are those who are weak in faith, cowardly in confessing, compromising, preferring to get along with the world instead of bearing the consequences of what it means to be one of Christ's. We are not more than dust. But what has the Father done? The love bestowed on us is none other than the gift of his Son and his sacrifice for all that we have not done and what we have done wrong. For God so loved the world. The world does not want Christ. The world that is loved by God, loved so much that his Son willfully went to death for us all, the world looks at that and merely walks away. But this is the way God has demonstrated his love for you. And because of what God has done, he names you his own. John says that here too, that you are called children of God. That name, child of God, is pure gift. It is one God desires you and all people to have as your own, to confess, God's own child, I gladly say it, I am baptized into Christ. There is your naming. There is the love of God so great and freely given for you. So what does this mean? Well, we don't even know everything about it yet, do we? But in Christian hope, we know that we will be like our Savior, alive as he is alive and who will never die, pure as he is pure, righteous as he is righteous. This is the manner of love the Father has for you, despite the protests and denials of the world around. The world will seek its goodness in its own activity, the way of unbelief. Ours is God's gift to us, unearned, the way of faith, faith in Christ, by whom our salvation is won, by whom the very world was made, the one whose very word brings that to you now. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.